Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Yud Dalet. Zvachim, daf Yud Dalet, as we close in, two more blot left to the first parak. And we are on Yud Gimel Amabez. Those who are interested, we had a daf B'Ian Shir last night related to sleeping while doing mitzvos, relating to the daf on Yud Beis Amabez, when we spoke about Yashin and his ability to bring a karbon on his behalf. So hopefully that should be up already, or will be up, the Yashin in Halacha. Okay, so we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, about 15 lines up, 10 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Mari. Amar Rav Mari, we're in the sugya of Tvilas Etzpa. As we know, by other karbanos, besides chatos, one has to bring the blood in a mizrach, in a little cup, and just throw it while it's still in the cup onto the mizbeach. But by a karban chatos, and specifically by chatos pnimios, by the karbanos chatos that are brought on special occasions that must have their dam sprinkled pnimi inside on the mizbeach hazav, on the little mizbeach inside the heichal, or towards the paroches, or once in a while, very once in a while, in the kodesh kodashim on Yom Kippur. So all of those, the Torah says specifically that v'taval etzba'o badam, the Kohen has to be tovel his finger into the dam and then take his finger out and sprinkle it, as we know, as we say on the Yom Kippur davening, achas lamata v'sheva lamata, all of those, how he holds his finger when he sprinkles it. Is it up like this? Is it down? Is it down, up or down? That's the lamala and lamata, but it all requires tefilas etzba. So the Gemara brought up the issue, can one violate pigol or create pigol during tefilas etzba? If he is thinks about doing the Zrika Shalom Bismano while he's doing the Tfilas Etzma, or what happens during another Avodah with Machshava for Tfilas Etzma. So he tried to say yesterday from Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia and from Yeshua Ben Levi that Tfilas Etzma is Mefagelas. If you think during that Avodah, quote, Avodah in quotes, whether it is an Avodah, and you think L'Shem a later Zrika or Hakdara, Shalom Bismano, that would be pickle. So, Amar of Mari Afanan Amitanina. We also learned in the Mishnah in Menachas this principle, that it is Mefagel. Zakal, because the Mishnah says there, Kol HaKomets V'Nosei B'Kli V'Hamolech V'Hamaktir. The Mishnah there says that during all the Dalet Avodos of a Karban Mincha, one can create pickle. We had these Dalet Avodos already, and we already said that they're parallel to the Avodas Hadam. But the Gemara is now going to be specific. Bishlama Komets. I understand Komets when the Kohen takes the flour out of the Kli Sharis originally and he rubs his pinky and his thumb and it's under his three fingers when he does the Kemitza. I understand this pigle there because I am Shochet because it's parallel to Shchita, which has pigle. Molech, Hainu Molech. Third avodah is the same for both. You bring the mincha close to the mizbeach, you bring the blood close to the mizbeach. Maktir nami hainu zarek. Maktir, when you burn the kmitza, the komets on the mizbeach, that's like zorek, zrikas adam. Ela nosein bekli mayniyu. But what about the nosein bekli by a karban mincha? When you take the komets that you put inside your hand, that you put it into a kli. We mentioned a few days ago there was a machlokes on whether you need that or not. We're assuming we're going to like the opinion that says you do need it. So nosein bekli mayniyu. So what exactly is that parallel to? Meaning, what's the source that the nesina bekli of the komets is called an avoda and therefore would create pickle? So ilema de dami la kabbalah. If you want to say it's similar to Kabbalah Saddam, midami, it's not exactly the same. Hasam Mela over there by Kabbalah Saddam, what happens? The Kohen or Zar, and if someone shechs the animal, the blood automatically squirts out and goes into the cup. Memela, into the klisharis. Hacha, but over here, by the kmitza, the Kohen does the kmitza, he has it in his hand. Ihu kashaka varami. He has it and takes it and throws it into the kli. So how can you compare? That's not exactly the same as Kabbalah Saddam. The Chavetz Chaim, where this Gemara comes up later on, in the second paragraph, the Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachas, I think I mentioned, the Chavetz Chaim wrote a sefer Likutei Halachas, which is like a riff on Kachim. And not only on Kachem, on all the Gemaras that talk about Kachem throughout Shas. He has a section in Masechah Sota, and he has a section others. This volume is on Zvachim Nachas Tamid Tmur and Me'ila. So there he has like in the middle, he has the Gemaras quoted like a riff. And on the side, he has the Kuti Alachas, he has Zevach Tod on the bottom, which is more of a commentary. So there he quotes that you know what you see from this Gemara? You might have thought that after the Kohen does Kemitza, he could just hold his hand above the Kli and then open his hand, and then it'll fall in. This Gemara sounds like that you don't need that. You need, it's an active, the Nesina Bakli by a Mincha has to be active, because the Gemara here is contrasting it to the Dam. The Dam, a Mela, falls in. What's the language of this Gemara? Kashakil v'rami. He throws it in. So it sounds like, says the Chafetz Chaim, that that's a din, that a Kohen has to, after he does the Kibitza, he has to not just open his hand, he has to throw it into the Kli. That's what he gets from the... You can't just be posech etz bos. So, we're back to the question. So how do you know Kabbalah by Nesinas HaKli by Kemitza? Elo, what must be the Svara? Kiva delo sagi delo yahiv. It must be, since there is no way out of putting it in, meaning you have to put it in. It's an avoda sheyef shalavatla. It's a davar hama'akev. So al-karche avoda kashuvahi. Since it is an avoda that must be done, putting it into the klishares from after you do the Kemitza. So it's an avoda kashuvah. And therefore, that you're going to have be mafagel during that avoda. That's the makar. It must be that it does not have a parallel in the world of avodas hadam, in the avoda, the four avodas of the animals, but it must be a svara. So too, sahachanami, see here too, by tfilas etzba, we should say the same svara. Kivan delo sagi delo avila, since there's no way to not do it, you have to, the Kohen has to dunk his finger in order to get the blood. So hasam, yep, sorry, I skipped a line, al karche, haynu halacha, since it has to be done, so it must be the same also in avoda chashuva, like halacha. We're talking about the Rabbanan Shita, not Reb Shimon Shita, and therefore, just like all the avodos by Dam have pigle by them, so too here, these avodos, including tefilas etzba, has pigle by them. So into the Gemara here compares it to halacha. If you look in the Rambam, the Mishnah Malach points this out, if you look in the Rambam in Psulei HaMukdashim, Yud Zayin Gimel, the Rambam, question what his source is, compares it to Hazaya, compares it to the sprinkling, says the Rambam, Tfilas Etzba V'dam B'chatos Penimios Mifagelos. Paskin this way. This pigle by tefilas etzba. Ketzad. Chashev b'shas tefilas etzba b'dam. B'machsheves hazman. If I think during tefilas etzba, then I'm going to do something later. Shalom b'zvano. Harei zeh kemechashiv b'shas hazoya. It's like thinking b'shas hazoya. Our Gemara says b'shas like holacha. That's just a Rambam to be aware of. Yud Zayin Gimel. So the Gemara says, isn't this a good source for tefilas etzba being mefagel? So the Gemara answers, lo. The olam de damila kabbalah. Really, it's like you would compare it to Kabbalah. Meaning, an exact parallel like we said before. The Kabbalah, the blood being caught in the klisharis, and the flour being caught in the, also the klisharis by Mincha. Udzaka Amrit, and that which you asked, Hacham Amela, Hasam Ihi Kashakil, Ihu Kashakil V'yahav. You're gonna say, one happens by Mela, and one is active. So Gemara says, doesn't make a difference. Kivan de Idi V'idi Matan Klihu, since it ends up, in a general term, it's both the kli catching something put into it, mali mamela, mali kashakil v'yahiv. And therefore, there shouldn't be any difference. So there's a parallel. There's a parallel between these dalet avodos of mincha and the dalet avodos of dam. There's a parallel between them, and that's why there's pigle by the dalet avodos of mincha. But it's not based on a svara that, you need it, and therefore it must be a avodah chashuva, and therefore you must be befagel. So we end up without a raya. Right over here, we tried to bring a raya from that Mishnah, afanana mitanina, for tefilas etzma, because it's based on a svara, which can be used for tefilas etzma. Kamash mela, no, it's not based on that svara, it's just based on a parallel to the dalet avodos hadam, which then doesn't have any ramifications for tefilas etzba. Okay, so we didn't bring a raya from there, but we mentioned earlier svaras yesterday. So the Gemara says, three lines from the bottom, lema kitanoi. Let's say this is a machlokes tanoim, whether tefilas etzba is mefagel or not. And remember, the root question is tefilas etzba an avoda chashuva? Because pigle requires an avoda chashuva, and you have to think, l'shem, achila, like we said yesterday, achilas mizbeach or achilas adam. So the question is, does tefilas etzba fit the standard? So, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. The tani chada tefilas etzba mefageles b'chatas. One b'risa says it is mefagel, but tanya idach, lo mefageles, lo mispageles. And one of them says not. Not only mefagelas, but even mispagelas. If I think during shchita to do the tefilas etzba, shalom bismano, so that's then mispagelas. It is not mispagelas. It does not become pigle, and therefore if I eat the basar, I am not chayev karis. So one b'risa says yes, one b'risa says no. So my latanoi, So isn't this beferish? It's a beferish machlokas tanoim, whether there is pig or by tevilas etzba. So the Gemara says, lo, maybe there is no machlokas tanam about this issue. Really, everybody holds, see the bottom Rashi, lo, dekule alma holachahi. Everybody agrees that tevilas etzba is compared to holacha. And therefore, what's the machlokas? Harabbanan, Harab Shimon. The machlokas is about the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon, because we said the one, the Braisu, which says Einim Efagelis, that it does not become, you can't do pigle there. It's like Reb Shimon, who said in our Mishnah that Holacha, there's no pigle by Holacha, because it is an avoda she efshar levatzla. So too, maybe here, that's what the Reb Shimon, that's the shita that would say loma fagelis. The verse is 1 second. Here, Reb Shimon, my arya tilas etzba. Reb Shimon, there's a much more basic reason why Reb Shimon would say that there is no piggle here, not just this specific avoda. Ha'amar, we learn later on. This is a shita in Meseches in the sugya of piggle. Kol she'ein al mazbech achitzon kishlamim ein bo mishum piggle. Reb Shimon holds, like we said yesterday, what is the source of piggle in the Torah? Shlamim. That's the source where piggle is stated. Reb Shimon has a shita against other tanoim that piggle only applies to karbanis, where you sprinkle the blood on the outer mizbeach, just like a shlamim. On the mizbeach achitzon. So by other karbanos, by hatos pnimios, for example, there's no piggle by those karbanis. Period. Forget by tilas etzma, by the whole avoda of those karbanis. So if you're trying to tell me that this Bryce is Reb Shimon shita, so why does he focus on the tefillah zetzba? The whole avoda of those karbanos, there is no pigle. So the Gemara rejects that and says, you're right. Ela hava harabanan. Really, it's both the rabbanan shita. Meaning, even if it's like holacha, but it's within the rabbanan that say that even by an avoda, that efshar levatzla, by holacha, you're still going to have pigle. You're still going to have machshavos poslos. Velo kasha. So why does one brisa say mefagel and one say not mefagel? Kan b'chatos achitzonos, kan b'chatos aprimios. Depends which karbanos are we talking about. Yes, by all karbanos chatos, one, the Kohen has to dip his finger in and sprinkle it on the kronos on his beach. On the chatos primios, you have to dip it on the outside, and on the primios, you have to dip it on the corners of the mizbeach hazav, the little mizbeach. That's true, but it doesn't say beferish in the Torah the word v'taval by chatos chitzonios. V'taval espo adam is explicitly by chatos primios. When it comes to chatos chitzonios, it doesn't say that. All it says is, Rashi quotes it, on the second Rashi, chatos chitzonios, eina mefagelas, t'loksiv b'hu v'taval, el v'lakach ha'koi midam ha'chatos be'etzba'o. He takes the dam with his finger. He doesn't say the word v'taval, that he definitely dunks it. And the ha'lakicha kabbalah, and that lakicha is that he gets it somehow on his finger. So that's the difference. The pigo only applies to an avoda that said mefurish in the Torah. That's what this line seems to tell us. So only an avoda chashuva if it is beferish in the Torah. Says the Gemara that chados chisodias pshita lok simbu v'taval. So that is pashit. It doesn't say v'taval. So therefore, what's the chiddush of that? Brisa. So the Gemara says, Itzrich, no, it's still a Chiddush. Why? Sakadai dechamina, I might have thought. Ho will v'ksiv v'lakach. It does say v'lakach when it comes to these chatos chitzonios. It says, the koi takes the blood, so how does he get the blood? Obviously, he's got to dunk his finger in. Why? V'asi kof, rami luhu ayodei. If a monkey came along and took the blood out and put it on his hand, boy, lemishkal zimna achrisi, that wouldn't be good enough. The Kohen has to be v'lakach. He has to take the blood, meaning there's an implicit tevila there. If it says v'lakach, he got to take it. So, keman d'chsev v'taval dami. So, maybe we would have thought it's as if it says v'taval. And that's why there would be pigo by, even by chatos chisonios, even though it doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush of that brisa, that by chatos chisonios, there is no pigo by the tefilas etzpa. And just finish up, and then we'll come back. Lahachi loksi v'taval demash mahachi umash mahachi. And therefore, it does not say v'taval by chatos chisonios, because it's somewhere in the middle. It is an avoda, but it's not an avoda chashuva that would create pigle. But you have to do it. You have to do it. If a kof came along, you wouldn't be able to rely on the kof, putting it onto the Kohen's finger, and then the Kohen would be able to sprinkle it, but it's not an avodah chashuva that would create pigle. Okay, one or two points here. First of all, the dafku, why does it say a monkey? What about a czar? The Chavetz Chaim just asked that question. Why not Zohar? What about another Kohen? Does the Kohen who sprinkles the blood have to do the Tefillah? In other words, Tefillas Etzpa. It's a beautiful Lumdish question. Tefillas Etzpa is somewhere in the middle. You have the blood in the cup, in the Klisharis, and you're going to be Tovelet. So when you dunk your finger in, is that a Haschala of the Zrika? Is that a beginning of the Zrikas Adam? I stick the finger in? Or maybe that's a finishing of the halacha. Right? It's in there. It's not until I'm ready to be zorikit. That's called halacha. So that's a question the Ma'anaf Gemina might have. Does the same Kohen who does the actual zrika have to do the previous tevila? That's the Merom Sada. The Nesiv asked this question. He's thus not sure if a different Kohen dunks his, takes the blood. Let's say a different Kohen does tevila asfa. And then he puts it onto the Kohen who's going to do the Zrika. So the Siv says, I'm not sure. The Gemara didn't say that case. The Gemara Dafka said a case that's for sure possible with a monkey. What about if another Kohen does it? Maybe because the Gemara wouldn't be sure. Mevordim Acher Nosib Yad Adam Lav Lakichi. It doesn't mention that either. Okay, that's his suffix. But then the Achronim get into the act. What do the Achronim discuss? What about other cases in Halacha which has the Lashon that you have to do a Lakicha? Here, what does it say here explicitly? Having it in your hand is not called a lakicha. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Right? If a monkey put it onto my hand, no, it's not good enough. The lakacha kohen, it says. And therefore the kohen must do a lakicha. Two shilas. What happens, the Achronim discuss, if I pick up my lulav before Amudah Shachar on Sukkot morning, and I hold it in my hand until after Amudah Shachar? Is that a kiyum? Was I yotzei ulakachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon? Because what do you see from this Gemara? Lakicha means you got to take it, not just have it in your hand. Right? If a monkey picks up the lulav and puts it into my hand, is that good enough? So too. What if picked it up before Amudah Shachar, before the Zman HaMitzvah? Would that be good enough of a lakicha? That's the shaila of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner in the Bikura Yaakov, his sefer on Hilchos Sukkah, asks the shaila. Nistapakti. He asks the shaila without quoting our Gemara. Other Achronim say our Gemara seems to be a raya. Nistapakti says the Bikur Yaakov. Mi shenata lulav kodim amur shachar. V'yadayinu biyado ad achar neitzachama. V'yachar gachi nichu biyado im tzorech shuv lachzor v'litzvo. If you got to put it down and pick it up again. Im nomar shahalakicha hi amitzvah. Dahainu sheyitzlu v'yaviyu liyado. V'lachei binin lakicha beisachiv dafka v'lo yatsa. Or do we say no? O neima de mitzvah lakicha rak sheyia biyado. So it's got to be in your hands. V'kivachu biyado beisachiv yatsa. So, that's his shaila. So he brings a raya, not from our Gemara, but he brings a raya from a halacha that we all know. What's the halacha, what the Ashkenazic custom, what most people do, how are they yotzei? They pick up their lulav with the esrog upside down. They pick it up, so they're not yotzei the mitzvah yet. And then they turn over their esrog. Hey, when you picked up the lulav, it has to be a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that you have to do all dalam minim at once. It's one big mitzvah. So you're saying, what do you mean? The esrog, when you did the maisa lakicha, it was not in the state of chiyuv, it was upside down. And now you turned it over when it's already in your hand. Doesn't that show that you don't need the actual maisa lakicha just to be in your hand? Doesn't that show that? He says, maybe it can be mechalik between al kalpanim. Still, you took it b'shas chiyav, even though you aren't yotze yet. You still did a maisa lakicha, mashekin, before Amud HaShachar. You didn't even do any maisa lakicha yet. So, Sarachi, and he is not 100% sure. But this Gemara seems to say that you have to do an actual maisa lakicha. That's the Netziv Sa'ara, right here in that same piece. V'yeh shalom du mikan, shim adam meniach hazalu b'vodoch yado shal... Oh, he has a different afkamina, which he relates. He says, what happens if somebody puts it, let's say I don't have my own lulav. So on the first day I want to use my friend's lulav. So somebody's going to put it into my hands. So is that good enough? Somebody's going to give it to me. I didn't take it. So also, that's not a lakicha. Somebody gave it to me. I just stand there with my hands open. Somebody puts it in my hand. So maybe you would say that's not good enough. What, do you say that a kof is worse than another person? No, if you have to do a lakicha, maybe it would not be yotze. V'yish lam demikan, shem adam miniach ez lulav, l'toch yado shal chaveiro, eino yotze mitzvah lakicha. You're not yotze. That a Tziv doesn't like it, that a Tziv thinks that there's still a difference. There's still a difference between holding a lulav and holding blood on your hand. So when you hold the lulav in your hand, it's still called an achiza. If you wouldn't have your hand open, the lulav would fall. And therefore, still it's called a maisa lakicha. If there's blood on your hands, a little blood to sprinkle, you hold your hand open. Nothing happens to it. You're not doing anything. That's why blood is worse. By the lulav, you're still doing something now. And that's why it can still be called a lakicha in that case. Masha'en came when you just have blood on your hand and you open your hand, nothing happens. It's still on your hand. So therefore, maybe you cannot compare these two cases. Okay, the Achronim also talk about you need a lakicha lachem. So when your friend gives it to you, you have to do a lakicha when it's yours. So when he gives it to you, it's still his. Once you have it, you have to work out exactly when it becomes yours in the moment of lakicha. Okay, that is our Or Chaim visit of the day. Now we're back to Kachim. Okay, two dots. Says Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon machshav b'hilach. So Reb Shimon is machshav b'hilach, as we learned in the Mishnah, because hilach is something that you could get away with without, and therefore Reb Shimon shita is if you could get away without it. So machshavos are not posels by it. Halacha is lav avodahi, and the pashas of the rabbanan is even though you could get away without it, it's still once you have it, it is still an avoda. Amar Reb Shimon lakish, says Reish Lakish. Reb Shimon agrees that holacha of chatos pnimios, that machshava does passel by them. Why? That's an avoda that you cannot be mevata. Why? Because you have to sprinkle the blood inside the heichal. Remember, let's remember some of the geography of the Beis Hamikdash for a minute. Let's go from west to east. Right, because we're going to need this for the later on in the Amid. The west of you have the outside wall of the Azara. Then you have 11 Amos, Chatzer. Then you get to the Kodesh Kadashim. Basically, the Kodesh Kadashim, going west to east, that's in the most western side. You have 11 Amos to the west of it. That's the Kodesh Kadashim. Then in front of the Kodesh Kadashim, you have the Heichal. It's attached to the, and yet you have Azara all around it, on the north side and on the south side. But in the middle, you have the Kodesh Kadashim. East of the Kodesh Kadashim, in the first base of Migdash, was like a wall, and the second base of Migdash had curtains, had a paroches in both, but there's a little differences between the first and the second base of Migdash. Let's assume there were curtains there. In front of the curtains, there were the three special kelim. We had the menorah, the shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZahav. Mizbeach HaZahav was right in the middle. That's where the zrikos hadam were done for the chatos pnimios. On them is Mizbeach HaZahav. And then going further east, there was more space until you come to the door of the Heichal. Then you have what's called the Ulam. The Ulam's the hallway, a couple of Amos of Ulam. That's a hallway in between the Heichal. And when you go out of the Ulam, you get to the larger Azara. That's where you walk a few feet and you get to the big Mizbeach in front of you with the ram going south to north, going up, and the Mizbeach is right there at Pesach Ohel Moed. Then you go to the, and the Kiyar is on your right before you get to the Mizbeach. Still going from west to east. And then on the other side of the Mizbeach, you have a certain amount of room. You walk a little bit, and you get to the last 11 Amos of the Azara. That's where Yisraelim could go. Yisraelim allowed to go. The closest they could get in is those 11 Amos. And then you get to the door of the Azara, which is Shara Nikanar. Those are the doors that were brought from Mitzrayim, the great story of Maseches Yuma. And then you get outside to the Azras Nashim. That's where the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was. That's going all the way from west to east. So you do the shechita of all the karbanos in the Azara, on the north side of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. You're going to sprinkle the blood on the inside, by the Mizbeach HaZov. You got to do that halacha. That's a halacha that you can't get out of. So therefore says Reb Shimon ben Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon would agree by that halacha that machshava would passel by it. Rashi here has a line where he says, why is it yefshel avatla? Delav orech ara lishchot beheichal. Rashi says, it's inappropriate. Lav orech ara to shecht in the heichal. Why? Because Rashi is trying to suggest, maybe you just do the shechita in the heichal next to the Mizbeach HaZav. Rashi says, nah, lav orech ara. You're not supposed to do that. It doesn't sound like there's something fundamental. The Shita Mekubetzes here says, no! You need Sfon HaMizbeach. What's Rashi talking about? Lav Orech Ara. You need to shecht on the north side of the Mizbeach. That's the halacha. That's why you can't do it in the Heichal. We're going to have, in a couple of minutes, there's a three-way machlokas, what's called north of the Mizbeach. Does it have to be Mamish on the north side, where the rings were? What about the north side of the Azara, but not exactly north of the Mizbeach? What about more east? What about more west? So that's a shayla. That's a machlokas that we're gonna get to. But inside the heichal, says the Yeshiva Gebetzes, that doesn't work. You need safon. You need safon. The Meromi Sadin and the Sivan, that same, the next piece has another possibility. He says no, because it dafka says in the Torah the heavy is damo. So halacha is mefurish. That's why you can't get out of it. You have to have some halacha. But either way, Reish Lakish says that Reb Shimon would agree by this halacha that you machshava would pasul. The Hamar Reb Shimon. One second, but didn't we just say up above? Kol sheino mazveach achizok eshlamin chayavad al mishim pigol. Didn't we just say above that Reb Shimon has a general shita by pigol that it only applies to karbanos which have their blood sprinkled on the mizbeach achizon? So this forget halacha. All the avodas by this karban. So Gemara says, Amar Reb Yosef Bar Chanina, modu lifsal mikal v'chomer. You're right. It won't be pigol, but still it'll be pasul. You don't have the halachas of pigol that kick in. But still, you'd have psulim, meaning what? Uma shalol lishma shehuch sharu b'shlamim pasul b'chatas. If a machshava shalol lishma does not pasul a carbon shlamim, but it does pasul a carbon chatas, so chutz lizmano sheposul b'shlamim ain't odin sheyisul b'chatas. So a machshava chutz lizmano, which does pasul by a shlamim, surely should at least pasul by a carbon chatas. You're right; it's not going to piggle it. It's not going to make it a chiyuv kares, but it should at least pasul it. Let's continue, and then we'll come back. Keep that line in mind, that kavachomer. Let's just say the sheet, then we'll talk about it. Rashi says here, why wouldn't you apply kares also based on the kavachomer? Rashi says, because of the principle of dayo. Dayo lovam in anidon lios kenidon, dayo lovam in adil lios kenidon, the grammar we had in Babakama daf chavhei, which says when you learn a kavachomer, you can't learn something in the place where you're learning to more than the model itself. So the model here is shlamim. Shlamim's not, you're not going to have a, and the model is chutz shalol lishma by shlamim. Shalol lishma by shlamim doesn't create kares. So too, the way you're learning to is not going to get kares. By chata shalol bismano. Rashi does not say, ein onshin min adin. That's the diak of all the achronim. Rashi says here, you know what the reason why you can't learn kares? Dayo lavam in din lios kenidon. You have to limit the kavachomer. Why doesn't he just say the principle we have many places? Ein onshin min hadin. You can't give a punishment based on a kavachomer. So all the achronim say maybe it's based on what the reason for that is. One of the svaris, Rav Yosef Engel, I didn't get to read the whole thing. He has 10 pages on ein onshin min hadin. He has the piece that I like to quote is in Lekach Tov Klal Beis. There he has 3 svaris or 4 svaris for ein onshin min hadin. In he has like 8 or 9 svaris. In Beis HaOtzar, if you want to look it up, Beis HaOtzar Klal Nun Vav. He has 10 to 15 pages on Ein Onshin Min Adin. But there, the Achronim say, they're medayik from this Rashi. If you say the svara for Ein Onshin Min Adin is because maybe there's a problem with your kavachomer, maybe it's not purely perfectly logical, that doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about Kares. He knows the svaras. He knows the svaras. If it's placed on some other principle of Midahi Batorah, or maybe it's not good enough of a kapara, so maybe you can't apply to Kares. Either. But if you say it's based on the Chashash Pircha, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows whether there's a Pircha or not. And therefore, that's why it could apply, and that's why Rashi has to give a different reason, and that is Dayo. Okay? We don't have time to go into that more. Let's continue. V'yashkechad chutz lizmano. Fine. Chutz lizmano. I know a chutz lizmano machshava is going to pasul chutz lomkomo min olan. How about chutz lomkomo? Somewhere says, no, imi chutz lizmano. You can't learn it from chutz lizmano. Why? Malo chutz lizmano shken kares. Chutz lizmano generally creates kares, unlike chutz lomkomo. What is chutz lomkomo? You have a thought that you're going to do something in a different spot. Mishalol lishma. If you want to learn that from shalol lishma, which pasuls shken noheg babama. No, shalol lishma applies on a bama. Bama is a big mizbeach that's not in the Beis Hamikdash at a time when you're allowed to have them. Once they came to Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash, there's an isur bamas forever. But before that, you're allowed to have bamas. So shalol lishma is a machshava that would have an effect on a bama. Shalol bimkomo has no effect. Why? Rashi quotes, nice line, first wide line, v'chol habika mikomo at sof ha'olam. The whole world is the makom on a bama. So therefore, so you see, the whole shalom komo is not shayach on a bama. So Gemara says, no, bimanafshach shalom lishma b'maynoeg shalom lishma is a problem for which karbanas b'pesach v'chatas. Pesach v'chatas b'bama lo karvu. Pesach v'chatas, you're not allowed to bring on a bama. On a bama, you're only allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos. You're only allowed to bring voluntary karbanas on a bama. So pesach v'chatas are on a bama anyway. So shalom lishma wouldn't be on a bama either. So that's why shalol lishma could be a good source for shalol bimkomo. By the way, the Rambam paskins a separate iser d'oraisa to bring a carbon pesach on a bama. Separate iser d'oraisa, it's quoted in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, U'mishayim agrivu b'mamas yachid loke, ki'ilu agrivu bashuk, shedemar, lo sucha lizboch as a pesach b'achad sharecha. It's a separate Issa Daraisa to Shech Lekar and Pesach on a Bama. V'Bayaseima, finishing up, or Hekeshu, maybe there's a Hekesh. You don't learn Chuslam Koma from Chuslas Bano, but it's a Hekesh, which we're going to have later on as well. Shlishi, Ze Chuslas Bano, Pigol Hu, Ze Chuslam Koma. Okay, you learn it out from a Hekesh. Fine, period. Amar Rava, next section. Now we're going to have three or four interesting questions based on the Shita of Reb Shimon. Remember, Reb Shimon says, if you can get away without doing the avoda, machshava is not going to be a problem. So, Amar Rava, im timsi lomar Reb Shimon savar lekibrei. If Reb Shimon holds like his son, da Amar bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach tzafon. If he holds like his son, who says between the ulam and the mizbeach is also called safa. What does that mean? Remember, I just described the Beis Hamikdash. Picture in your mind the mizbeach. If you have any pictures. I think I brought a picture of it here. But if you have a picture out there, right here. If you have a picture of the Mizbeach, right here. So right directly north of the Mizbeach, that's for short Safon. The question is, what about over here? To the west side, but still on the north side. The northwest of the Mizbeach. Is that good enough to be called Safon for Shechtin Kachin Kachim? What about on the east side? That's also Safon, but northeast. Is that good enough? So there's a machlokas tanam later on that we're going to have. But now we're about to ask, what if Reb Shimon holds, at least on the northwest side, it's kosher? To shech kachi kachim there. So, let's see. Says the Gemara, If Reb Shimon holds like his son who holds bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, between the ulam, which is the hallway in front of the heichal, and the mizbeach, northwest of the mizbeach, if he holds that's good enough to be called safon, so then, ein machshava mo elas tachatos pidimios elami pesach ulam vilifnim. So then the only place where's holacha going to be a problem? Holacha is not, let's say you did the shechita north of the mizbeach. So as you walk towards the ulam, that's holacha she'ef shalavatzla. Because you could have shechted it right near the ulam. You didn't have to shecht it directly north. You could have shechted it closer in. So Reb Shimon, we know, holds that any holacha you don't have to do, machshava is not going to passel by that holacha. That's what every question is going to be, right? We're going to have four questions now with the same assumption. You could get out of that if you could shecht it northwest, not directly north of the mizbeach. And therefore, we're going to minimize the amount of halacha that you would be able to have a problematic machshava. Number one. Next question. V'yem timsa lo mar sava lak Rabbi Yehuda. And what if Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Who says what? D'yomar toch azara mikdash. What does that mean? If you look on the Gemara later on daf nun tes amid aleph, the Gemara there quotes a pasuk that when Shlomo HaMelech started with the Beis HaMikdash, he was machalech the Beis HaMikdash, there were too many animals. They didn't have enough room on the Mizbeach. So the pasuk says there that they shechted animals and they burned animals, on the floor of the Azara. On the floor of the Azara, the bottom of Nun Testament Aleph. Bayamahu Kidesh HaMelech Toch HaChatzer, and it says the Shlomo HaMelech was Makan, they sanctified the floor of the Azara to have Kedushas Mizbeach. So to speak. Ki mizbeach katan mehachil dvar mehachil. The mizbeach was too small. So machlokas, whether you take that puzzle literally or not. Did they actually build fires on the floor of the Azara? Reb Yehuda says yes. Dvarim kechsavan. Last line on Dr. Tassim and Allah. So if Reb Shimon holds like that, meaning you're allowed to shecht anywhere on the floor of the Azara, you could burn anywhere on the floor of the Azara, not shechting, but burn. So if you hold like Reb Yehuda, that toch Azara mikdash. So then, ein machshava mo eles. So then I have another question. Ein machshava mo eles ba'olacha siluk bazichun ela mi pesach ha'echa v'lachutz. What's going on here? Another new concept. We know that there was constantly 12 loaves on the shulchan in the heichal. The halacha was that every Shabbos, those loaves were switched. And the previous week's loaves were eaten by the Kohanim. When were they allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim? There were two little cups of frankincense that were held on a hook on the shulchan. So every Shabbos, those little cups of frankincense were taken off the shulchan, walked to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and burned there. Once they were burned, the Kohanim were then allowed to eat the breads. That's called the bazichin of the cups that were held on the shulchan. So a Kohen had to, every Shabbos, take those bazichin from the shulchan inside the heichal, walk them to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and burn them there. So the Gemara says, if Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could burn anywhere in the Azara. So think about it. The second that you walk out of the heichal with those bazichin, right there on the floor, you could burn them. Everything beyond that is a halacha shlo letzarech.
Rashi adds in one more point here, which is debated. And also, says Rashi, you know that you're allowed to move the Shulchan to the easternmost point in the Heichal. Even though we usually see the pictures of, right, they're exactly, right, the menorah is in the south, and the Shulchan is in the north, and the Mizbeach HaChitzon is in the middle. But still, says Rashi, Meikar Adin, you can move the Shulchan right to, next to the door. Right next to the door of the Ulam. So says the Gemara, according to this, you could burn the Bazichin right outside the door on the floor. You could put the Shulchan right at the door. So which halacha is needed? Only going right through the door. That's the only halacha that you really need. So according to Reb Shimon, everything inside the Heichal, everything outside the Ulam, that is going to be not needed, and therefore machshava won't passel. That's what it says here. Read it again. V'imtips alom arsava l'kreb Yehuda. Domar tocha zara mikdash. If you say the inside of the zara is considered mikdash, ein machshava mo'elis ba'olach asil bazichin. Machshava does not have an effect when you walk the bazichin. Ela mipesach heichav alachutz. Except when you get outside from the door of the heichal, going to outside, because you could burn it right there. Continuing, v'yemtev zalomar, a little modified, v'yemtev zalomar saver kedushas heichal v'ulam chadahi, and if you want to tell me another issue that comes up, the ulam is the entranceway. There's a machlokas whether that entranceway has the kedusha, the status of the heichal. Meaning, maybe you could put the shulchan all the way up at the front of the ulam, not just only at the front of the heichal. See, if you say that, then emach shavah mo'elas elami pesach ulam alachutz. So then you got a really small area with a holacha that's needed, only through the doorway of the ulam to go outside. Remember, because you could burn the bazichin right outside on the floor, you could put the shulchan right inside at the door. So just the doorway is the only halacha that you really need. One more, v'yimtiv zalom artocha pesach chilofnim. If you hold that the doorway itself has the status of pnim, and therefore you can put the shulchan ut at the edge, ein machshava mo'elas afilu psia achas ela vechte hoshatas yado. Then the only time that a machshava would be problematic, could cause problems, is just your hand going across the doorway. That's it. That's the only halacha that you need. V'yentim salomar savar halacha shlo berega lo shma halacha. And if you say what we're going to say, have a discussion on the bottom of today's daf, Bet Hashem, if we get there, that holacha shalom beregel, if you, a holacha without walking, just moving your hand, if you say that's not a halachic holacha, ein machshava mo'elas klal, that according to Reb Shimon, remember Reb Shimon who says that if you could get away without something, machshava won't passel by it, so then there wouldn't be ever a problem of machshava by the haktaras bazichin, by taking the little things to burn outside the that's on the Mizbeach. Okay, I'll leave this sugi with a question, which is a very important question, but hopefully we'll get to it, because Tosfos discusses it later on in Daf Pei Zayin, and that is, according to the Shita that says that the whole floor of the Beis HaMikdash has the status of the top of the Mizbeach, there's a whole perek later on. The ninth perek is, there's certain halachas that im olu lo yerdu. If you have a pasul carbon that went on top of the Mizbeach by mistake, it gets burned up there. Im olu already has kedusha lo yerdu. How does that whole sugya make sense if the bottom of the Azara has the same status as the top of the Mizbeach? That's a question that needs an answer. But that is an important question dealt with in the sugya. You can look at the Tosfos on Daf Pei Zayin and Aleph. Look to the Mikdash David as a beautiful answer in Dalet Dalet. But that's an issue that hopefully we'll discuss at a certain point in the future. Here's Machlokas Achronim. The Rashi says here, you're allowed to move the Mizbeach, the Shulchan all the way up to the front. Are you allowed to move the Mizbeach all the way up to the front? Right? All the way up to the east side? What about the menorah? So they talk about the Griz of the Mikdash David of a Machlokas. What about the Mizbeach? Because the Rambam says it very clearly that the Mizbeach HaChitzon is an exact Makom. Makom Mechuvan Biyoser. That's the language of the Rambam by the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Does that halakha apply to the Mizbeach HaZahav also? Does the Mizbeach HaZahav have an exact spot? Or no, is it like the Shulchan, which could be moved, as long as it's in the Heichal? That's the Machlokas. The Griz assumes that it cannot be moved. The Griz assumes that the Mizbeach HaZahav is just like the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It's in an exact spot, it cannot be moved. The Griz right here says it in his commentary on Zvachim, and also is quoted in the Griz al Rambam. But the Mikdash David in Heivav says no, he thinks they can both be moved, who I did, just like the Shulchan here. Vayter, Amalei Abaya la Amore de Rav Chisda. Abaya says to Rav Chisda's Amore. In the times of the Gemara, the Rebbeim couldn't like talk so loud. There were no microphones. So they had somebody stand next to them. Rav Chisda whispered the shear, and the shear giver used to announce what Rav Chisda said. So Abaya once told this helper, basically the shear assistant, "Boy, me name Rav Chisda. Could you please ask Rav Chisda the following question? Halacha bizar mahu. Is a czar allowed to do halacha?" So we know beferish that a czar, a non-male kohen, could do shechita. But what about halacha? So he asked Rav Chisda, "So I'm like shera." Wow. Rav Chisda says kasher. We don't hold this way. But at this point, Rav Chisda said kasher. Umikra misayeni, and there's a pasuk that supports me. A pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Vayishchedu as a Pesach, vayizrku akonim as Adam, mi Adam. They shechted the Pesach without they, meaning the Israelim could have. The Kohanim sprinkled the dam, took the dam from their hands. So from their hands must be talking about the same person who shechted it. There was nobody who was categorized before by Levim Mafshitim. So it sounds like they, the owner, the czar, shechted the Pesach, and the Kohanim did the sprinkling and took it from their hands. Sounds like the Kabbalah Saddam was done by Israel. Master Rav Sheshu says that's impossible, because the Mishnah says at the beginning of the second parak, we'll have it in two blot, right? Be'ez Hashem, czar, a non-male Kohen. Ve'onain, and somebody lost one, a Kohen lost one of his seven relatives. Shikar, somebody who was drunk. Rashi says from wine. Tosfos says even from other intoxicating beverages. Ubalmum, or a balmum, bekabbalah, beholacha, bezrika, pasul. If any of these people do any of those three avodas, that's pasul, beferish. Right? They're only kosher by shechita. V'chein yoshev, v'chein smo. Also, if you do the avoda sitting down, it's pasul. If you do the avoda with your left hand, right? The Mishnah Bechoros discusses, what if you have a kohen lefty? Is that a balmum or not? But you got to do it with your right hand. Let's assume there's a righty here. So all that is possible. It's Beferish Mishnah against Rav Chisda. Tiyufta. Okay, we knock him out. Nothing, no way to answer that. Ivar Rav Chisda Krokamar. I didn't Rav Chisda quote a pasuk that the Yisrael was holding the blood by the current Pesach. The oven Maisa Itzdava. No, you know what the pasuk's talking about? A case where the Yisrael is just standing there, like a not moving. He's standing there, so the shechita was done. The Kohen did the Kabbalah and just put it in the Yisrael's hand just to hold it without moving. And then another Kohen came and took it, but the Yisrael didn't move. So the Yisrael basically didn't do anything. It did a Maisa Itzava, a Maisa of a bench. So therefore, that doesn't count. Rabbi Rav Yossi Damishravayu, Halacha Bizar Machlokas Rav Shimon V'Rabbanan. Wow, Halacha Bizar would be subject to the same machlokas. Meaning, just like Reb Shimon says, that if you have an avoda that you can get rid of, machshava is not problematic by it, so too he would allow a czar to do it. Reb Shimon, d'amar avoda shef shalavat l'lav avoda hi, k'sher bizar. Just like shalol l'shma is not a problem, so too czar is not a problem. L'rabbanon psula, but according to the Rabbanon, both are problematic. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, no, I don't like that equation. You cannot compare Efshar and Efshar Levatzla to have an impact on Zar. Why? V'hashchita, the avoda of the Efshar Levatzla, v'ksheira bizar. Shchita you can't get out of, and yet it's kasha bizar. So you see that equation doesn't work. Answers the Gemara, Amalei, shchita lavavodahi. There's the line. Shchita is lav avoda. I hope to have at least two Tuesday night shiurim related to these four words. Shchita lav avodahi. That's not a real halachic avoda. What does that mean? Why not? So I'll just mention two points here. We'll have to talk about it at length. Why is it not an avoda? Rashi says, right here, Rashi says this in a few places, in Shas, mida askashu ba'kal apsulim. Since all the psulim are allowed to shech, that shows it's not an avoda. That's Rashi Shita. There are problems with Rashi Shita. Tosfos says, because specifically a czar could shecht. That's why it's not an avoda. The Rimi Orleans has a fascinating suggestion right here in Tosfos on the fifth line. You know why it's not an avoda? Because you have the same act by chulin. You shecht chulin also. Not just kachim. The same exact act. That's why it's not an avoda. You see, it's parallel. Lefisha shaveh bechulin ebekashim. Imkein lav mitam avoda tziva hamakam shchita. Wow. What does that mean? There's no difference between shchitas kachim and shchitas chulin? Of course there are differences. There are many halachic differences. Kavana that you have to have. But the Rimi Arlin says the fact that this act exists by chulin means that it's somewhat different than the other avodas. There's no such thing as a zrika by chulin. Okay? We've got to talk about that at some point. But shchita lav avodahi. That's why, don't bring me any rice from shchita. V'lo, says the Gemara, it's really not an avoda. V'hamar abzeira amar rav, shchita's parabizar psula. A czar can't shecht the paraduma. Isn't that because it's an avoda? Zar can't shecht it. V'yamarav Allah Elazar v'chuka k'sibba. It says Elazar v'chuka. Right at the beginning of Parshas Chukas. I'm in the Masechta world. Right, Parshas Chukas. So therefore you see, right, Elazar, it has to be done by the Skan Kohen Gadol. So doesn't that show that it's an Avodah? Where's it? No, Shani Para, the Kashi Bedek Abaye, you see. Para is different, because Para comes from Bedek, it's Kashi Bedek Abaye, right? It is not brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, where we know the Baradum is burned on Har HaZeisim. That's Kedushas Bedek Abaye. So therefore, that's why it's different. The Gemara says, V'lav kol d'cheinu, that it should be a kol shekein. Kashi Bedek Abaye havi avoda, Kashi Mizbech lav avodahi. Kashi Mizbech has even more serious Kedusha. And if shechting the Bedek Abaye is an avoda, surely Kachim is Bayach. So Amar Rav Shishi, Breder Avidi, Rav Shishi gives a different answer. No, there's no Raya from Shechtik Paraduma. Midi Dahavi, Amarus Negoim. Just like seeing Negoim, a coin that says see Negoim. Is that an Avoda? No. So to hear, Dalav Avodi, Bayi Kahuna. Right? So there are the things that aren't Avodas, and you still need a Kohen. It's different. This too, Shechitas Paraduma also maybe is not an Avoda, even though it needs a Kohen. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Farei Holochas Evaram Lekevesh. What about walking every morning? Walking the limbs of the carbon tumid to the ramp. To avoda the efshel levatla. He. You can be mevatel it. Why? Because you can just shecht it right next to the mizbeach. And yet, upsula bazar. A zar cannot do that halacha. Dichsev v'hikrev ha-kohen es ha-kol v'hikrev ha-mizbecha. V'yomar marzu halacha zevarim l'kevesh. So you see by the halacha zevarim, it is an avoda she'i efshar levatla, and it's psula bazar. Right? So, it does not fit the rule. Answers the Gemara, Hecha de Gali Gali, Hecha de Lo Gali Lo Gali. No, special din by Holacha Zevaram Lekevesh. Only there you need a Kohen. Says the Gemara, why? V'laf kol dechedu, it should be a kol shekein. Uma Holacha Zevaram Lekevesh. De Lo Ma'ak V'kapara Bayikahuna. If walking the limbs to the Kevesh, which is not required for the Kapara. Even if you didn't do it, right? If you shout the right next to the Mizbeach, it still requires a Kohen. Holachas Dam de Ma'ak V'kapara Lo Kol Shekein. So surely Holachas Adam should require. Period. It's the end of discussion. We don't answer. We reject, ultimately, that earlier parallel to try to suggest that the machlokas, halacha bizarre, whether it would be tali on the machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. And it marnami amar ulam Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, halacha bizarre psula afilu Rav Shimon. Halacha bizarre is possible even according to Rav Shimon. Meaning, even by an avoda that you can do without, though Rav Shimon says a machshava would not passel by that avoda, but still a zar cannot do that avoda. There are different standards for each of these items. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Ba'ibaylu is a new sugya about halacha shelo berekel. But tomorrow we finish up the first parak and we get into the second parak of the psulin. Kolas vachem shekiblu daman. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the shiur from last night should be up, hopefully. The Ian shiur related to the Yashin in Halacha. Tonight's the Parsha shiur, Bezrat Hashem. And we continue also with Sefer HaMitzvahs. Those of you who haven't joined us yet, feel free. We just did Mitzvah 27 yesterday. Every day is a different topic. Don't feel like I can make up. But we're in the middle of the Aseret HaDibros. So it's a great time to join.